At the same time, Keith was pacing back and forth at the front gate of Chicago's Graceland Cemetery. His hands shoved into his pockets in an effort to keep warm, Keith was looking in every direction as he waited for the person who demanded to meet him there. After a moment, a taxi pulled up to the front of the cemetery, and Rachel got out of the car. It quickly pulled away, and Rachel walked over to Keith. "Why did we have to meet here? It's freezing outside today."
"There's a very specific reason," Rachel said.
"A cemetery is melodramatic, even for you. What do you want?"
"The last time we spoke, I thought I knew everything about your terrible past. But as luck would have it, fate revealed a piece of information that surprised even me."
"What are you talking about?"
"We both know what I'm talking about," Rachel said with a smile. "The man you killed so many years ago in that accident is buried right here in this cemetery."
"So what?" Keith asked.
"You're right. The location of his burial doesn't matter. However, his identity does. Even I could never have imagined the man you killed was none other than your boyfriend's father."
"How do you know that?"
"I watched you the other day, right here, when he brought you to meet his father on his birthday. Such a touching moment. I was just as surprised as you were that the man you killed in that accident was your boyfriend's father. And I saw the pain in your face as you stood at the grave."
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"Oh, you do. But don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. Like I told you last time we met, there are only two people who know what you did back then, you and me. And your police officer boyfriend will never need to know the truth as long as you follow instructions."
"What do you want?"
"Just a small task, really."
Rachel reached into her pocket and pulled out a small brown glass bottle with a black cap on it. She handed it to Keith. "What is that?"
"What it is doesn't matter. What you're going to do with it does."
Rachel paused a moment.
"It's simple. You're going to poison your ex-boyfriend Emmett for me."